It's good to be with you all.
好開心同大家一齊。
If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalm 51.
若有聖經請翻開到詩篇51篇。
I once heard a pastor say that if you want to make people feel guilty, preach about prayer or evangelism.
我曾經聽過一位牧師講，如果你想讓人感到內疚，就宣講關於禱告或者係傳福音嘅。
Well, this morning we're starting a series on prayer in all three congregations.
咁今日早上我哋就喺全三個堂會中開始一系列關於禱告嘅講道系列。
Not because we want to make people feel guilty.
唔係因為我哋想大家感到內疚。
But because we want to see our church become a people of prayer.
而係因為我哋想希望佢哋睇到我哋教會成為一群禱告嘅人。
I want to be a man of prayer.
我想成為一個禱告嘅人。
I want you to have pastors who are men of prayer.
我希望你有願意禱告嘅牧師同埋領袖。
I want you to have leaders in the church who pray. I want us to be part of a church that prays. And I hope that's what you want to.
我亦都希望呢個係你所想要嘅。
But one of the challenges of becoming a people of prayer is that we often have wrong ideas and wrong priorities in prayer.
但係其中一個挑戰係我哋喺禱告呢方面有錯誤嘅認知，同埋搞錯咗咩係重要，咩係次要。
We often approach God like a genie in the sky or a divine vending machine.
我哋好多時去接近神嘅時候，就當佢係天上嘅神仙或者天上面嘅自動販賣機一樣。
We only come to Him when we have requests for comforts or conveniences.
我哋想祈求舒適或者便利嘅時候，先至嚟到神嘅面前。
Or have you ever been in a prayer meeting where every prayer request is about other people who aren't in the meeting?
或者你有冇曾經參加過禱告會喺嗰度咧？嗰啲禱告事項都係關於唔在場嘅人嘅呢？
And many of the people you're praying for are unknown to everyone in the room.
係其中好多禱告會裏邊嘅人都係完全唔認識呢啲禱告嘅對象嘅呢？
Please pray for my cousin's neighbor's co-worker's car because it needs a new timing belt.
請為我表哥嘅鄰居個同事嘅車禱告，因為佢需要一條新嘅 cam 帶。
Now, let me be clear, no prayer request is too small to bring before our big God.
等我講清楚，冇禱告事項係太細，唔能夠帶到神嘅面前嘅。
But the content of our prayers reveal a lot about our hearts.
但係我哋禱告嘅內容就顯示咗我哋內心好多嘅事情。
Our prayers reveal the priorities of our hearts.
我哋禱告嘅內容顯示咗我哋人生嘅優次。
Whether we long for God to be glorified in our lives, or whether we simply long to have more stuff.
我哋渴望神喺我哋人生同埋世界各地得到荣耀咧，定系渴望只系拥有更多嘅嘢咧
？Our prayers reveal what we think our greatest needs are.
我哋祷告显露咗我哋认为最大嘅需要系乜嘢
？Do we need more of God's grace for our sin, or do we simply want more conveniences to make our lives more comfortable？
我哋要更多神对我哋嘅罪嘅恩典，定系更多嘅便利，让我哋生活更加舒适
？And our prayers reveal our faith in God.
我哋嘅祷告显露咗我哋对神嘅信心。
Is God able to work miracles, particularly the miracle of saving hard-hearted sinners?
神系咪能够创造神迹，特别系拯救心硬嘅罪人嘅神迹
？Or do we only pray for people to recover from their cold more quickly, or have a safe trip on their vacation?
定我哋净系祷告啲人能够尽快从感冒中恢复过嚟，同埋喺假期入边旅途平安
？Again, it's not wrong to pray for these practical matters.
为实际嘅事情祷告唔系错嘅。
No prayer request is too small to bring to God.
冇一個禱告事項係太細，唔能夠帶到我哋嘅神面前。
But if those practical matters are the only things we pray about, there's something wrong with our hearts.
但係如果禱告只係呢啲實際嘅事務，咁就顯示咗我哋嘅心有出咗嚴重問題。
So for our series on prayer, we're going to focus on three areas that are often lacking or maybe misunderstood in our prayers.
因此喺我哋禱告系列嘅講道入邊，將重點放喺有三點經常誤解嘅方或者係缺乏嘅範疇。
Confession, intercession, and mission.
認罪、代求同埋宣教。
So we're going to begin this morning with the theme of becoming a people of prayer in confession.
今天早上開始就係個主題就係成為一個認罪禱告嘅羣體。
Now we read Psalm 51 earlier, and so you know a little bit about its background.
我哋刚才读过诗篇五十一篇，系知道佢嘅背景。
This was David's confession after he committed a terrible sin as Israel's king.
系大卫作为以色列王嘅身份犯下可怕嘅罪行。
He was a man after God's own heart, but he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
大卫是合神心意的人，但是他跟拔士巴犯了奸淫。
He murdered her husband.
谋杀了拔士巴的丈夫。
And then he tried to cover the whole thing up.
然后试图掩饰整件事。
But eventually, after God confronted David through the prophet Nathan, David confessed his sin and wrote this powerful psalm, Psalm 51.
但是最终神透过先知拿单和大卫对质之后，大卫承认了自己的罪，并且在诗篇51篇写了一个有力的认罪祷文。
And God's preserved this for us in Scripture so that we can learn to also confess our sins.
神在圣经中为我们保存了这首诗，好让我们都能够学习在神面前承认我们的罪。
So as we walk through Psalm 51, I want us to see five marks of true confession in prayer.
我们在读诗篇51篇的时候，希望看得到有五个真正认罪的记号。
Five marks of true confession in prayer.
真正认罪的五个记号。
So the first is this, true confession rests on God's mercy.
第一个就是真正的认罪取决于神的怜悯。
True confession rests on God's mercy.
真正的认罪取决于神的怜悯。
Look again at verses 1 and 2.
我们一至二节咁睇。
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你的丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并洁除我的罪。
Now this is an example of Hebrew poetry.
这个是希伯来的诗篇的题材。
And in English poetry, we rhyme words for poems.
在英文诗歌里面呢，我们是对发音相同的单字押韵。
But in Hebrew poetry, they rhyme ideas between lines.
在希伯来语的诗歌里面，他们是在内容上面押韵。
So lines often come in parallel pairs.
所以那些诗行通常一对一对地出现。
And David begins this psalm with four immediate requests.
大卫就在这篇诗篇开头提出了四个即时的要求。
First, he says, "Have mercy." This is a request for grace, for favor that is undeserved.
第一个就是要求神施怜悯，是祈求自己不配得的恩典。
Then he says, "Blot out my transgressions."
然后他讲涂抹我的过犯。
This is a request that God would wipe away all of his sin.
求神抹去他所有的罪。
He says, "Wash me from my iniquity."
将我的罪孽洗除净尽。
Cleanse me from my sin.
洁除我的罪。
Those are his requests, but what's the basis of David's request for forgiveness?
这些就是他的请求，但是基于什么呢？
Notice he doesn't say, "God, forgive me because of how I've served you."
大卫没说到，因为我怎样怎样侍奉你，所以神请你原谅我。
He doesn't say, "God, forgive me because of how sorry I am."
他没说到，因为我感到几咁抱歉，所以神你请原谅我。
He doesn't say, "God, forgive me because of how I promised to do better in the future."
他没说到，因为我会承诺会怎样做得更好，所以神你请原谅我。
Now, David doesn't rely on anything in himself.
没有，大卫没依赖自己任何的东西。
David is coming to God on the basis of God's character.
大卫来到神的面前是完全基于神的性情。
He is resting on the basis of God's abundant mercy and his steadfast love.
完全是依赖神丰盛的怜悯和坚定的爱。
When you confess your sin to God, do not try to bring up your good deeds.
当你向神认罪的时候，不要带来你的善行。
And don't bring your promises.
亦都不要带来你的承诺。
Don't try to multiply your tears as if they can make God become more merciful.
不要试图增加你的眼泪，好像以为这样就可以使神变得更加仁慈。
Instead, we confess our sin while we rest on God's infinite, endless mercy.
相反，要承认我们的罪，同时去依靠神无限无尽的怜悯。
Don't insult God's mercy by acting as if you must earn it.
不要表现得好像你要赚取神的怜悯，这样去侮辱了神的怜悯。
That doesn't honor God.
这个不荣耀神。
As if you could bribe him into showing mercy.
好像你可以贿赂神这样来使他施怜悯。
Instead, that mindset insults him as a father who's already overflowing with mercy for you.
这种的心态是侮辱了神，因为神是一位已经到你充满怜悯的父亲。
Brothers and sisters, when you sin, which is unceasingly, pray unceasingly by confessing your sin to a merciful father.
弟兄姊妹，当你们犯罪的时候，无间断这样犯罪的时候，要不断地、无间断地祷告，向满有怜悯的天父认罪。
So true confession does not rely on your own merit. True confession rests on God's mercy.
真正嘅认罪唔依赖自己嘅功绩，真正嘅认罪取决于神嘅怜悯。
Now, that's the first mark of true confession.
呢个系真正认罪嘅第一个标记。
And because we can rest on God's mercy, true confession does not make excuses.
正因为我哋可以依靠神嘅怜悯，所以真正嘅认罪唔会揾藉口。
That's the second mark of true confession.
呢个系真正认罪嘅第二个标记。
True confession does not make excuses.
真正嘅认罪唔会找藉口。
Look at verses 3 to 6.
我哋睇第三至六节。
Or actually, we'll read those one by one, but in verses 3 to 6, David does not make excuses.
在三至六节里面，大卫是没有找到藉口。
David fully confesses the depth of his sin.
他完全承认自己如何罪孽深重。
He says his sin is constant.
他说他的罪是持续不断。
It's vertical.
他的罪是中向。
His sin is by nature.
他的罪是来自本性。
And it is internal.
他的罪是内在。
So verse 3, his sin is constant.
第三节他的罪是持续不断的。
He says, For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。
David recognizes that we don't just sin occasionally.
大卫承认我们不单只是偶尔犯罪。
It's not just when we let our guard down.
不是只是松懈的时候才犯罪。
We are constantly sinning before God.
我们是持续不断地得罪神。
And not only is our sin constant, it is vertical.
而且我们不是持续不断，而且是垂直，是中向的。
His sin is constant, his sin is also vertical.
他的罪是持续不断，也是中向垂直的。
Look at verse 4.
第四节。
Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment.
我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义。判断我的时候显为清正。
David is not saying that he did not sin against anyone else.
大卫不是说他没有得罪任何人。
David sinned against his own wife by committing adultery.
大卫犯了通奸罪，得罪了自己的妻子。
He certainly sinned against Bathsheba, whom he took advantage of.
大卫得罪了拔士巴，他利用了拔士巴。
David sinned against her husband Uriah, whom he murdered.
大卫得罪了拔士巴的丈夫乌利亚，他谋杀了他。
David sinned against everyone around him, whom he lied to or commanded to lie for him.
大卫得罪了周围所有被他欺骗或者命令为他讲大话的人。
And as king, he sinned. His sin was against the whole nation of Israel.
身为国王，他的罪孽就是对整个以色列的犯罪。
But more than all that, David's sin was first and most importantly against God himself.
但更重要的是，大卫的罪首先也是最重要的是得罪神自己。
This is not to minimize his sin against others.
这个不是要淡化他对其他人的罪。
But it is to put in proper perspective that all sin is first and always against God himself.
而是要正确地看待所有罪，首先就是对神的罪。
God is always the most offended party when we sin.
神永远是最被冒犯的一方。
As humans, we often think only about the horizontal dimensions of sin.
身为人，我们得罪他人的时候，经常是考虑到罪的横向的维度。
We sin against others, and we just think about the fact that we hurt somebody else.
我们是想到自己的罪是犯向人犯罪。
But we ignore the vertical dimension that we've sinned against God.
但是我们忽略了中向的维度，就是得罪了神。
This is why many non-Christians might claim to be good people.
就是因为这样，所以很多非基督徒可能会声称自己是好人。
They've never murdered or stolen or done anything really seriously wrong against somebody else.
他们从未谋杀、偷窃或者做过对其他人做过任何严重的事情。
But what they ignore is that they sin against God every day that they're alive and do not give Him glory.
但是他们忽略的是，他们每一天活着，却没有将荣耀归给神，这个得罪了神。
We were made to know and to love God, and it's in this relationship with God that we'll find joy and meaning and purpose. But we all choose to reject and ignore God.
我们被造就是为了认识神和爱神，但是在这种神和神的关系里面，我们是会找到喜乐、意义和目的，但是我们全部都选择了拒绝和忽视神。
So true confession doesn't focus primarily on our sins against others, though we should be aware of that and seek forgiveness.
真正的认罪不是主要是关注我们对他人所犯的罪，虽然我们应该都意识到这一点。
True confession begins by going to God first.
真正的认罪首先要到神面前。
Acknowledging that we've sinned against him and offended a holy God.
承认我们得罪了他，得罪了一位圣洁的神。
When you're angry at your spouse, you have sinned against God.
当你对你的配偶生气的时候，你是首先得罪了神。
When you are impatient with your kids, You have sinned against God first.
当你对孩子不耐烦的时候，你是首先得罪了神。
When you gossip about your coworkers or fellow church members, you have sinned against God first.
当你讲同事坏话，讲你嘅肢体教会肢体嘅坏话嘅时候，你系首先得罪咗神。
We will not be a people of prayer and confession until we recognize that sin is first and primarily a vertical offense.
除非我哋意识得到罪首先系一种垂直纵向嘅冒犯，否则我哋就唔会成为一群认罪祷告嘅群体。
So David didn't make any excuses for his sin.
大卫冇为到佢嘅罪去找藉口。
He recognized it was constant, it was vertical, but it's also by nature.
佢知道佢嘅罪系持续不断嘅，亦都系系垂直嘅，亦都系佢嘅罪嚟自本性。
His sin was by nature.
佢嘅罪系嚟自本性。
Verse 5 says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me."
我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
When David says that he was born in sin, he's saying that's how deep the sin goes.
当大卫讲话佢生来就有罪嘅时候，系承认佢嘅罪有几深。
Today there's a phrase that people use to excuse their sinful desires. They say, "I was born this way."
今日好多人用一句话嚟到为自己嘅罪恶系揾藉口，就系话我出世就系咁。
Have you heard somebody say that to you before?
有冇人咁样同你讲
？I was born that way.
我出世就系咁噶啦。
That's just the way I am.
呢个就系我。
In other words,They're saying, I didn't choose this, so I can't be held accountable for it.
換句話講，這個不是我選擇的，所以責任不在我。
Or maybe another way to think of this is, sometimes we wonder if someone is this way or that way by nature or by nurture.
或者另一種想法就是，有時候我們會想知道某人是這樣，或者是另一種，是天生還是後天的呢？
Is this person tall because of their genes? That's nature. Or are they tall because they were fed well as children? Nurture.
高是因为他的基因先天，还是因为他吃得好呢，后天呢？
Or another example, does this person hurt others because that's who they are by nature, or do they hurt others because they were hurt when they were young? That's nurture.
这个人伤害别人是不是因为他们出世就是这样的人呢，先天，还是因为他们被人伤害过呢，是后天？
Now, our environment and our upbringing does affect us to some degree. No one denies that.
我哋嘅环境同埋成长经历的确系某程度影响紧我哋，呢个冇人能够否认。
But the Bible makes it clear that our environment around us is not the ultimate factor in determining who we are. It often just reveals what's already inside.
但圣经明确咁样指出，我哋环境唔系决定我哋为人嘅最终因素，佢往往只系揭示咗我哋内心。
So David says here he is a sinner because he was born as a sinner.
大卫话佢系个罪人，因为佢生来就系罪人。
It's in his very nature.
是他本性里头。
He cannot blame others around him.
他不能够责怪周围的人。
He cannot blame his past.
不能够责怪自己过去。
And to be very clear, he's not blaming his mother.
需要澄清的是他不是责怪他妈咪。
He's simply saying, my sin goes deep and it goes all the way back.
他只是说我的罪很深，可以追溯到很久以前。
This is who I am. I am a sinner by nature and I sin because I am a sinner.
这个就是我本质上是一个罪人，我犯罪是因为我本身是一个罪人。
So when people say to me, I can't be held responsible for my sin because I was born this way.
当人这样说，我不能够为我的罪负责，因为我生来就是这样。
I try to say as humbly but directly as I can, I was born that way too. Not with the exact same struggles you face, but I was born in sin too, but I was born again and you can be too.
我尽可能谦虚，但系直接咁讲，我都系生来都系咁样样。纵使你面对住唔同嘅挣扎，但系我都系生喺罪入边，但系我重生咗，你都可以。
Lastly, David also acknowledged his sin was internal.
最后，大卫亦都承认佢嘅罪系内在嘅。
Verse 6 says, "Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart."
第六节，你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐密处必使我得智慧。
God desires truth internally, not just externally.
神渴望内在的真理，不是单单是外表上。
I heard a pastor say once, it's easier to appear godly than to truly be godly.
我曾听过一位牧师讲，外表的敬虔比真正的敬虔容易。
God is not fooled and God is not satisfied by external appearance.
神是不会被愚弄，神是不会满足于外表或者外在。
So our sin is constant, it's vertical, it's by nature and it's internal.
我们的罪是持续不断的，是纵向的，是来自本性的，是内在的。
So when we confess our sins to God in prayer, we must acknowledge the depth of our sin rather than excuse it.
因此当我们在祷告里面认罪的时候，我们必须承认我们罪的严重性，而不是诸多藉口。
The third mark of true confession is that true confession seeks cleansing from sin.
第三個真正嘅認罪嘅標記係真正嘅認罪尋求離開罪得潔淨。
True confession seeks cleansing from sin.
真正嘅認罪尋求離開罪得潔淨。
Look at verses 7 to 9.
睇第七至九節。
Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities.
求你用牛虱草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白；求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你压伤的骨头可以踊跃；求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。
I want you to notice that David is seeking forgiveness and cleansing from his sin, not just relief from his consequences.
请注意到大卫正是寻求宽恕和除罪得洁净，不是只是减轻他要承受的后果。
There's a big difference, just wanting freedom from the consequences, that's not confession.
是很大的分别的，只是求减轻他承罪的后果，这个是很大的分别。
He wants cleansing from his sin.
他是想从罪里得洁净。
And David not only asks for cleansing, he trusts God's power to be able to cleanse.
大卫不单止祈求洁净，他相信神的大能能够使他洁净。
If you cleanse me, I shall be clean and whiter than snow, he says.
求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
And this mention of hyssop is really interesting.
提到牛虱草呢样系好有趣嘅。
Hyssop was a plant that was used for purification.
牛虱草系一种植物，系用嚟洁净。
In particular, in the Passover, after they killed the lamb, they dipped hyssop into the blood.To put it on the doorposts.
特別喺逾越節嘅時候，佢哋宰殺羔羊之後，將牛虱草浸入血入邊，然後喺門柱上面塗上血。
This hyssop was used to cover the people of Israel in the lamb's blood.
呢啲牛虱草浸過嘅血搽喺嗰個門框上面，就係喺逾越節嘅時候使用。
And because of that, God would pass over them when He judged the Egyptians.
因為咁樣樣，羔羊嘅血遮蓋咗以色列人，使神喺審判埃及人嘅時候可以越過佢哋。
In other words, this mention of hyssop acknowledges that a blood sacrifice was needed for cleansing.
換句話講，提及牛虱草就係確認咗潔淨係需要流血嘅祭。
True confession wants to be cleansed from sin, not just the consequences of sin.
真正嘅認罪係盼望除罪得潔淨，而唔係單單脱離罪嘅後果。
And true confession recognizes the need for sacrifice.
真正嘅認罪確認咗祭牲嘅必要。
Of course, we know that the Passover lamb and all the animal sacrifices of the Old Testament are all pointing to our need for a true sacrifice, the perfect Lamb of God, Jesus Christ.
当然，我哋知道逾越节嘅羔羊同埋旧约所有嘅动物献祭都显示我哋需要真正嘅祭牲，需要完美嘅神嘅羔羊耶稣基督。
And that's the good news that God sent Jesus to be the sacrificial lamb to die in our place.
呢个就系福音，神差遣耶稣作为祭牲嘅羔羊代罪人而死。
And those who trust in Jesus will be cleansed, whiter than snow, their sins will be forgiven.
那些信靠祂的人得到洁净，比雪更白，他们的罪就会得到宽恕。
And Jesus rose again from the dead to show that this payment was enough.
耶稣从死里复活，显明祂的赎价是已经足够。
And this forgiveness and cleansing is offered to all.
这个宽恕和洁净是给所有人。
It's not for the righteous. There are none who are righteous.
这个不是为义人准备的，没有义人。
This is not just for the religious. Religious works do nothing before God.
这个不是给宗教分子的，宗教活动在神面前没有任何益处。
This is offered to all who would humble themselves and trust in Christ.
福音是为那些愿意谦卑自己并相信基督的人而准备。
So friend, if you don't know Jesus this morning,if you don't know what it means to have your sins forgiven by God's mercy, I would beg you to trust Christ.
朋友，如果你今天未认识耶稣，如果你今天不知道神怜悯对你的罪意味着什么的话，那我恳求你今天早上就相信基督。
Trust in Christ and talk to someone this morning about how to find out more.
去相信基督，并且同你周围的人去倾谈关于更多福音。
So true confession rests on God's mercy. It does not make excuses. It seeks cleansing from sin and forth,True confession seeks restoration.
因此，真正嘅认罪依赖神嘅怜悯，唔揾藉口，并且系寻求除罪得洁净。第四，真正嘅认罪寻求恢复。
So fourth, true confession seeks restoration.
第四，真正嘅认罪寻求恢复。
Look at verses 10 to 12.
第十至十二节。
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit.
神啊，求你为我做清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我赢得救恩之乐，使我乐意的灵扶持我。
David wanted restoration with God, and there's three aspects here about his restoration.
大卫想要恢复与神嘅关系，呢种恢复有三个方面。
David wanted a restored relationship.
大卫寻求关系嘅恢复。
There's a contrast here between verses 9 and 11.
第九至十一节有一个对比。
Verse 9 says, "Hide your face from my sins."
第九节话掩面不看我的罪。
And verse 11 says, "Cast me not away from your presence."
第十一节话不要使我离开你的面。
Now, face and presence are the same Hebrew word.
面同埋临在系同一个希伯来词。
So in a sense, David is saying, "Hide your face from my sin, but do not hide your face from me."
因此大卫实际上系讲紧，求你掩面不看我的罪，但也不要掩面不看我。
David wants God to be far from his sin, but he wants God to be close to him.
大卫希望神远离佢嘅罪，亦都希望神与佢自己去亲近。
He doesn't just want cleansing from sin, he wants to be restored to God himself.
他不只是想除罪得洁净，他想要回到神的身边。
Now, I want to make a brief comment here about David asking God not to take the Holy Spirit from him.
我很想很快讲一讲大卫十一节中求神不要将圣灵从他身上收回这句话。
Now, to be clear, in the New Testament, when we are saved, we are baptized by the Spirit.
在新约里面，当我们得救的时候，我们受圣灵的洗。
And we are indwelt by the Spirit.
圣灵住在我们内住里面。
And this indwelling is permanent. The Holy Spirit will not be taken from us. The Holy Spirit will not leave us.
这个内住是永久的，圣灵不会从我们身上被夺走。
This is one of the blessings of the New Covenant for New Testament believers.
这个是新约，对于新约的信徒来讲一个祝福。
But in the Old Testament, God would send His Holy Spirit upon individuals for a short-term basis to empower them for a specific task.
但在旧约里面，神会短暂地将圣灵派遣到一个人的身上，赋予他们完成特定任务的能力。
You can think of someone like Samson, or especially David's predecessor, King Saul.
例如参孙或者大卫之前嗰个扫罗王。
1 Samuel 16:14 actually tells us that God took His Holy Spirit away from Saul after Saul failed as Israel's king.
撒母耳记十六章十四节讲话俾我哋听，扫罗作为以色列王失败之后，神将佢嘅圣灵从扫罗身上攞走咗。
So in a sense, David is saying, "I have also failed, but please don't leave me like you left Saul."
從某種意義嚟講，大衛係講緊我都失敗咗，但請你唔好好似離開掃羅咁樣一樣離開我。
So David wanted a restored relationship.
所以大衛係尋求修復關係。
He also wanted a restored joy.
大衛亦都尋求喜樂嘅恢復。
Have you noticed how much joy there is in this confession?
你有冇注意到呢篇詩篇有幾多嘅喜樂喺入邊？
It surprises me how much joy is in a psalm of confession.
以一首認罪詩嚟講，內容係有好多嘅喜樂。
Verse 8, "Let me hear joy and gladness, let the bones that you have broken rejoice."
第八节，求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation in verse 12.
第十二节，求你使我赢得救恩之乐。
And notice here in verse 12, he doesn't say he needs his salvation to be restored.
注意到他没说要恢复他的救恩。
Salvation cannot be lost or broken by sin.
救恩不会失去或者是被罪破坏。
But our experience of salvation and our joy from salvation can be lost.
但是我们对救恩的经验和因救恩而来的喜乐是可以失去。
And this is what he wants to be restored.
这个就是他想要恢复的。
So he wants to have this joy restored, and later he talks about singing praises to God.
他希望这个喜乐得以恢复，而在诗篇后面的部分他谈到歌唱和赞美。
I want you to understand, true confession leads to joy, not despair.
真正的认罪是会带来喜乐而不是绝望。
True confession leads to joy.
真正的认罪会带来喜乐。
Actually, the Bible teaches us that not all grief is good grief.
圣经教导我们，并非所有的忧愁都是有益的忧愁。
There's godly grief and worldly grief.
有属神的忧愁和属世的忧愁。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, Paul writes about this difference of godly grief and worldly grief.
在哥林多后书七章九至十节嗰度，保罗就讲得到属世嘅忧愁同埋属神嘅忧愁。
You can turn there quickly, 2 Corinthians 7, verses 9 to 10.
哥林多后书七章九至十节。
And God's word says there, "As it is, I rejoice, not because you were grieved, but because you were grieved into repenting. For you felt a godly grief, so that you suffered no loss through us.For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death.
如今我欢喜，不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
So you see, worldly grief merely leads to regret and death.
可以睇到俗世嘅忧愁只会导致悔恨同埋死亡。
Godly grief leads to repentance and joy.
属神嘅忧愁会带嚟悔改同埋喜乐。
Regret, feeling bad about what you've done, is not the same as repentance, turning away from what you've done.
悔恨系为到自己所做嘅事悔恨，系唔同于悔改，真系去回转。
Godly grief is not just grieved about the consequences of sin.
属神嘅忧愁唔单止为罪嘅后果而到忧愁。
Godly grief is not just sad about being caught.
属神嘅忧愁唔系因为俾人告发。
Godly grief is grieved by the sin itself.
属神嘅忧愁系因为罪本身而忧愁。
Godly grief is grief that I have offended God.
属神嘅忧愁系因为我得罪咗神。
I've offended my Savior whom I love and my Savior who died for me.
系我得罪咗我所爱嘅救主，系为我而死嘅救主。
So true confession is built on godly grief, which leads to repentance and then ultimately to joy.
真正嘅认罪系建立喺属神嘅忧愁之上，呢个会系让人悔改，然后带来喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, I trust there are some today that are feeling joyless or distant from God.
弟兄姊妹，在座当中有系今天早上系觉得同神好距离好远，亦都系冇喜乐。
If you are feeling joyless or distant from God, identify a sin in your life and confess it.
如果你觉得今朝冇喜乐，同神好远嘅话，去睇下生命中自己有乜嘢嘅罪，一个罪去向神去承认。
Identify a real sin, a sinful sin.
是確認一個罪，一個實實際際的罪。
And confess it and repent of it.
在神面前都去承認和回轉悔改。
Confess your pride.
去承認自己的驕傲。
Your anger.
的憤怒。
Your discontentment.
你的不滿。
Your lust.
你的慾望。
Your greed.
你的貪婪。
Your materialism.
你的愛物質。
Your fear or your laziness.
你的恐惧，你的懒惰。
Confess your lukewarm love for Christ.
去对神那种热不冷的爱。
Confess it openly to God.
去开放自己的心去向神承认。
Don't make excuses for it.
不要找藉口。
And once you've confessed, ask God to restore the joy of your salvation.
当你向神承认之后，就向神去求，去恢复你的救恩而得的喜乐。
Trust in God's mercy through Christ who died for you.
相信神的怜悯就是通过耶稣基督是为你而死的这个的恩典。
So restoration is a restored relationship, a restored joy, but also a restored will.
这个恢复是意志的，这个恢复是喜乐的恢复，关系的恢复，并且是意志的恢复。
Verse 12 says, back to Psalm 51, verse 12, it says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit.
第十二节，求你使我赢得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
David didn't just want cleansing from sin and then a license to keep on sinning.
大卫唔系单单系想除罪得洁净，然后继续犯罪。
David wanted forgiveness from sin, but also freedom from sin.
大卫系想罪得洁净，并且系脱离罪。
He wanted to stop sinning.
佢想要停止犯罪。
He wanted transformation in his heart.
佢想心入边嘅更新。
And to do that, he needed God's help.
要做到咁样，佢需要神嘅帮助。
That's why verse 12 ends with "Uphold me with a willing spirit."
因此第十二节以乐意的灵扶持我结束。
And earlier he prayed, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me."
较早时候佢提到，求你为我做清洁的心，并使我里面重新有正直的灵。
He had confessed his sin. He had repented of his sin.And he needed God's help to now utterly forsake sin.
他认罪悔改，现在是需要神的帮助，才能够彻底脱离罪。
Confession that secretly longs to return to sin or continue in sin is not true confession.
暗中渴望回到罪入边，或者继续犯罪的认罪，并不是真正的认罪。
True confession seeks transformation.
真正的认罪寻求更新变化。
True confession seeks restoration.
真正的认罪寻求恢复。
And so now the last mark of true confession is that true confession leads to praise.
真正的认罪最后一个标记是会带来对神的赞美。
Look at verses 13 to 17.
看第13至17节。
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise, for you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪。我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上燔祭，你也不喜悦。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
See, verse 13 says, I will teach transgressors your ways.
13节讲到，我就把你的道指教有过犯的人。
Sinners who confess their sin and receive forgiveness, they're going to be eager to tell others about God's mercy.
是接受了神的宽恕和接受了神的宽恕是会有很大的动力去将神的恩典去告诉给其他人知道。
I want you to notice that David praises God as a result of receiving forgiveness.
大卫是因为得到神的宽恕而赞美神。
We don't serve or praise God in order to receive mercy.
我们侍奉赞美神不是为了得到怜悯。
No, we serve and we praise God because we have already received mercy.
我们侍奉赞美神是因为我们已经得到了怜悯。
You have to understand that difference.
我们必须要明白这个分别。
That is the difference between the gospel and not the gospel.
这个分别是关乎是合乎福音还是不合乎福音。
You do not serve God to get his mercy.
你不是侍奉神去为了得到怜悯。
You serve and praise God because you have already received it.
你侍奉神是因为我们蒙了怜悯。
And God is not fooled or pleased by our external efforts if our hearts are not right.
如果我们的心不正的话，神是不会被我们愚弄，祂也不会喜悦我们外在的努力。
It says here, God does not delight in sacrifices or burnt offerings. He doesn't delight in these external religious works alone.
神不喜悦祭物、燔祭或者外在的宗教行为。
But instead, verse 17 says, God's sacrifices are a broken spirit.
但相反17节讲到神所要的祭是忧伤的灵。
He will not turn away a broken and contrite heart.
祂不轻看忧伤痛悔的心。
You see, it's relatively easy to be a religious hypocrite who serves God and praises God on the outside.
由此可见，做一个外表侍奉神、赞美神的宗教伪君子是相对容易的。
And a religious hypocrite typically has no sin to confess to God.
而这个宗教伪君子通常没什么罪可以向神承认。
But this does not please him.
但这样不讨神喜悦。
On the other hand, it is hard work. It's difficult to have a truly contrite heart.
另一方面，拥有一颗真正痛悔的心是很困难。
It's easier to serve God and make some sort of sacrifice to God than it is to come to God in true confession.
侍奉神并且向神作某些献祭是比真心地向神认罪是容易得多。
It's easier to serve in some ministry, even easier to preach a sermon than it is sometimes to come to God with a truly broken heart.
去侍奉神去讲一篇道是比真心这样向神认罪容易得多。
But that is what pleases God.
但是这样向神认罪就是去使神喜悦的事。
To come in true confession with a broken spirit and a contrite heart.
去有一颗痛悔的心咁嚟到神面前去坦认自己嘅罪。
Do any of you this morning feel the burden of sin and guilt?
今天早上在座当中有人有罪嘅重担吗？
Do you have a broken and contrite heart?
有一颗痛悔嘅心、忧伤嘅心吗？
Are there ways that you have failed in your life, even this past week, that bring you shame?
在今个礼拜或者是在这个时段里面，有没有是做了什么事是让自己是有痛悔？
Are you burdened by the way that you have failed to love God truly from the heart?
是有没有是因为不能够真心的去爱神而有一个重担在里面？
I want to encourage you.
我想去鼓励你。
God delights in a broken and contrite heart.
神不轻看这个忧伤痛悔的心。
God loves to show mercy to broken sinners who come to him.
神是非常之喜悦去俾恩典俾到喺神嚟到神面前嘅人。
God loves to take a broken heart and to fill it with joy.
神是好希望是攞到一个痛苦嘅心，然之后去用喜乐去填满佢。
So you can come to him even this morning.
因此今天早上都可以嚟到神嘅面前。
Now this psalm ends with verses 18 to 19.
呢篇诗篇以十八至十九节结束。
And these verses seem to relate David's role as king of Israel.
似乎同大卫作为以色列王嘅角色有关。
You see, when a king sins, it brings curses upon those under him and around him.
当君王犯罪嘅时候，佢周围同埋手下嘅人就会同样咒诅。
But when a king walks in righteousness, God's people prosper.
但当君王行事公义嘅时候，神嘅子民就会兴盛。
And so in verses 18 to 19, David looks not just at his own life, but he looks at Jerusalem and Israel.
所以喺呢度大卫系即系去睇到系成个以色列嘅祝福。
Look at verses 18 to 19.
系十八至十九节。
Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar.
求你随你的美意善待锡安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。那时你必喜爱公义的祭和燔祭，并全牲的燔祭。那时人必将公义献在，必将公牛献在你的坛上。
So here it seems that David wants his restored relationship to God to also restore God's blessings to Israel.
喺呢度，大卫希望佢与神嘅恢复关系，亦都能恢复神对以色列嘅祝福。
He wants God to bless Israel again by building up the walls of Jerusalem.
佢希望神系祝福以色列，系去建立耶路撒冷嘅城墙。
He wants God to bless Israel by receiving again and delighting again in the sacrifices.
他希望神是祝福以色列，是因为神是更喜悦他们的献上的祭。
And something I want you to notice here is that David realized that his sin was not private and isolated.
在这里大卫意识到他的罪并不是与公众无关。
His sin had corporate effects on others around him.
他的罪对周围的人产生了集体的影响。
And the same is still true today.
今时今日，这个仍然都是真确。
Your walk with God can bless others.
你同神的关系可以祝福别人。
But your sin, even your private sin, will harm others.
你的罪，你私底下的罪是会伤害到别人。
And the greater your role in your community, the greater potential you have either for good or for evil.
你在社群中的角色越大，你行善或者作恶的潜力就越大。
So we must all be diligent in confession and repentance.
所以我们大家都必须勤奋认罪悔改。
But I want to give a special challenge to those whom God puts in authority and to those whom God gives extra responsibilities of leadership.
但我想对神赋予权柄的人和神赋予额外责任的人提出挑战。
As a pastor, I need to recognize the importance of confession.
身为牧者，我需要肯定认罪的重要性。
Like Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15, I am the chief of sinners.
正如保罗在提摩太前书一章十五节所讲，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
Because I'm the chief of sinners, I should be the chief of repenters.
因为我是罪魁，所以我应该是成为悔改的带领者。
For my own sake, but also for the church's sake.
必须是为我自己的缘故，亦都为了教会的缘故。
There must be confession and repentance before God in private, but also with others.
必须是私下在神面前认罪悔改，亦都必须同他人一起认罪悔改。
I read somewhere once that a sign that we have truly confessed our sin to God is that we are willing to confess our sin before others.
我曾经读到是真正向神认罪的标记，就是我们愿意向别人认自己的罪。
Likewise, church leaders, beyond attending meetings to make decisions or studying to prepare a lesson, are you leading the church in confession and repentance before God?
同样的，教会领袖们除了开会做决定或者备课之外，你是不是带领着教会在神面前认罪悔改呢？
If you're willing to confess sin to God privately and even confess sin before others, that transforms a church.
如果你愿意私下向神认罪，甚至在别人面前认自己的罪，这个就会是更新改变教会。
It removes the legalistic pressure of having to be perfect.
它消除了必须成为完美无瑕的人的律法压力。
It removes the fear in a church of being found out.
它消除了被别人揭发的恐惧。
It allows us to be a community of grace and the gospel.
它容让我们成为一个有恩典有福音的社区。
Christianity is for sinful people, not perfect people.
基督教是为罪人而设，而不是为完美的人而设。
So confession ought to be a regular part of our prayer lives.
因此应该认罪应该成为我们祷告常规的一部分。
The church should never be a safe place to continue in unrepentant sin.
教会永远不应该成为人继续犯罪不悔改的场所。
But it must be a safe place to confess sin and seek help to forsake it.
教会必须是人认罪并寻求帮助以离弃罪的安全场所。
Husbands and fathers, will you recognize that you're the chief of sinners in your home and you need to be the chief of repenters in your home?
丈夫们和父亲们，你会认定自己是家里罪人的罪魁吗？因此你需要成为家里回转悔改的带领者吗？
Your wife and children will thrive under a man who has a broken and contrite heart who has much to confess.
你的太太和儿女会在一个忧伤痛苦有很多罪要认的男人的带领下茁壮成长。
But they will shrivel under a man who has nothing to confess.
但是一个在神面前无罪可认的人，他们就会枯萎。
So I want to challenge all of us together, brothers and sisters, are we a people of prayer?
弟兄姊妹，我们挑战，我们一起挑战自己，我们是不是一群是认罪悔改的群体？
And specifically, are we a people of prayer in confession?
我们会不会成为一群认罪祷告的群体？
Proverbs 28:13 says, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper.But he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy.
箴言28篇13节，遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙怜悯怜恤。
So my prayer is that we'd be a humble people of confession, because this glorifies our gracious and merciful God.
我们希望能够成为一群在祷告中谦卑认罪的人，因为这样会荣耀我们满有恩典和怜悯的神。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we confess before you that we are sinners.
天父，我们是要在你面前去认罪，我们是罪人。
We have no excuses for our sin.
我们是在我们的罪里面是没有任何的藉口。
We are sinners in our very hearts.
我们在我们的心中是罪人。
But God, we thank you that you're a God who's merciful.
我们感谢神，你是一位满有恩典怜悯的神。
We thank you that you can cleanse us whiter than snow.
你让我们能够洁净我们的罪，让我们比雪更白。
We thank you for the blood of Christ that has saved us.
我们感谢神，你赐下耶稣基督的血去拯救我们。
So God, help us to be a humble people of confession.
神啊，求你使我们成为一个谦卑祷告认罪的群体。
Help us to be fervent in prayer.
帮助我们热心这样去祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.